poll, General Don Bolduc surges against Democrat Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on October 24, 2022. New Hampshire Republican U.S. Senate candidate General Don Bolduc is up 5 points in his efforts to unseat Senator Maggie Hassan, D, who is down 3 points since last month, according to the October Emerson poll released Monday. Emerson College's latest poll shows that Hassan is polling 2 points under 50%, while Bolduc trails closely behind at 45%. 1% of respondents support the Libertarian candidate, while another 1% will vote for someone else. The survey also found that 4% of likely New Hampshire voters remain undecided, with roughly 2 weeks until Election Day. Since Emerson College's poll last month, Bolduc's October numbers are up significantly, where Hassan had an 11-point advantage over Bolduc at 51-40%. Bolduc's poll surge comes as New Hampshire voters are increasingly focused on inflation and the economy. The Emerson College survey found that 40% of respondents identified the economy as their most important issue. Bolduc has increased attacks on Hassan for her support of President Joe Biden's economic agenda, which includes her votes in favor of several multi-trillion-dollar Democrat spending packages and, most recently, her vote in favor of the Inflation Reduction Act. Bolduc said during a debate last week, "Look at what has happened to New Hampshire, historic inflation. People are hurting, they can't afford the necessities of life. We've got to get rid of career politicians." Granite Staters say, number one problem is career politicians. 20 years, right there. Although the October Emerson poll found that Bolduc and Hassan have similar favorability ratings among New Hampshire voters, more voters view Hassan unfavorably than Bolduc. The survey also found that a majority of New Hampshire voters, 52%, disapprove of Biden's job performance. Emerson College's poll aligns with other polls recently released that found Bolduc trailing Hassan by a narrow margin. A Fabrizio, Lee & Associates poll released Friday found that 49% of voters support Hassan, while Bolduc is close behind at 47%. An Insider Advantage poll released Monday found that Hassan's lead is less than 1 percentage point, at 47.6%, compared to Bolduc's 47.1%. Bolduc's support is increasing in the polls despite reports that Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, is ripping away $5.6 million worth of television ads supporting Bolduc's candidacy. However, Bolduc told Breitbart News's Matthew Boyle that he does not need McConnell's cash to defeat Hassan in November. "We did it with less than $500,000 last time. And we did it by working hard and not counting on anybody except Granite Staters," Bolduc told Breitbart News. "The momentum is great right now. We were 15 points behind during the primary. We closed the gap to 753, and now we're in a tie," Bolduc added. "The momentum is going our way because we're campaigning the Granite State way. 5 events a day is my average out there on the ground. Town halls, house parties, community events, you name it." Emerson College surveyed 727 likely New Hampshire voters on October 18 and 19. The poll's margin of error is plus or minus 3.6%. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at dixonhamilton@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.